Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley for Inside Carolina here. All through preseason camp on the Inside Carolina radio show, we talked about the issues that North Carolina's offensive line was having during camp, whether it was injuries, players leaving the program, players retiring and then coming back. The continuity and consistency just wasn't there. Against Louisville, more adversity struck the Tar Heels at that position group, and while the offensive line held up in pass protection, Larry Fedora thought his guys still have plenty to work on.
Yeah, I don't know that we were effective enough, efficient enough. We had some good runs. We had some things that were good, and then we, there were too many times that were just one block, just a little bit of movement away from having a really good run, and we don't get it done. So, again, the continuity there is important, always is in the offensive line, but we don't have it right now. So we got to make do, and we got to find a way to make it happen. And now, what I was proud of those guys when we had to shuffle them up and put some, is that they did a good job protecting the quarterbacks. We there were not times that I felt like we had a lot of pressure there. So I was proud of them for that fact, but they've got to be more effective running the football.
Saturday's game saw the debut of redshirt freshman J.J. McCargo at center, forced into action when grad transfer Cam Dillard went down with an injury. Fedora liked what he saw from the young guy.
He graded out well. He actually did. So we were proud of him. He came in and cold and did a nice job. I mean, all the snaps were good, that's number one. And you don't take that for granted. Yeah, we don't ever take that for granted. So he did. He came in and he was level-headed. He communicated well. He made good snaps. So we were proud of him for that, yeah.
The Heels face ODU in Norfolk, Virginia, 3:30 on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.